to leave it at that. You've got that plus Mr. Nixon's birthday and so on. You just make it a fun evening of those people.
Yeah, that's right.
And just make it strictly Irish. Not trying to make that, we can add other Irish stuff. We've got like one of the Irish Rovers that are a great young team group here. Or the London Sisters, or
I think there's a problem.
is having some real trouble.
I'm sorry.
I may be wrong, because I get some of those guys mixed up, but I'm pretty sure he goes to one hospital, he would, you know, just having trouble in his, he's gotten straightened out, his wife. He's got that real nice wife.
I remember they went to his party once. Back there for a rest of the year, yeah. Well, I've got to see Rachel now. I guess I just take him out and introduce him to the press and the public.
Yes, sir, and you have talking papers. Get that down on film, about a minute. Leave and then, where you go.
They'll all be presented in a month, Mark.
It's a good point to make.
I'll make it.
Yes, sir. Can refer to later on to this.
Is that early?
Well, we have manpower set for Thursday and Urban for Friday.
I just wonder if we...
But I think you could refer to manpower this week and Urban this week.
They all are, I deserve it.
Friday, sir.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Rochester. And rural.
What is the, what first do we want to do about this press conference? I do love you.
You've got to, Ron's got to start the network today. Question of when you announce it.
Probably announce right away.
I'd rather announce tomorrow. Like to work with the networks today, get the time set and then announce it tomorrow. That gives us enough build time on it. They don't start the promotions before that, and I think we're better off.
It's not quibble about the time unless it's some big deal. I mean, it ought to be 9 o'clock.
Right.
Right. Just say we'll go at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that's what we ought to go to the networks with 9 o'clock.
Well, Mark Good and I are looking into it. Half an hour, 4 minutes.
Half an hour. On 40.
Yes, sir.
You should call in, Mr. Or add a couple of wires. We're going to make it this way because many have requested that we have a focus on President's Creed. We want on foreign policy success. You should make it.
You've got to have it from the office.
I already covered that. Did I?
Well, yeah, we might. And I've given Ron.
Yeah. And when, therefore, we'll have a, I think we will follow this. Next conference will be.
You're going to back off, well, in other words, if you run have had requests for single subject press conferences, the president feels that would be too limiting and doesn't think we should go to that.
I cover this in the
background. Yeah.
All right, fine. It's all in our own. That's too limited, but we do think we are, we can have more policy generally, and we'll have one.
You are willing to drive. Well, that means it's there. I mean, if you're willing to try to drive it, you are willing to
offer this because the right. That press, number of press people have suggested that the mom and many suggestions have done this. Asking for some for single subject. I think that's too limited. But I think it was more policy generally. It's not right. Particularly because of the current interest in the history. And we will follow the one on domestic policy general area. Follow that. A reasonable.
A good deal of tension on the Middle East, which I'm not going to address. The LEA message will be out there.
So we're pushing.
Little bit on textiles. That's primarily it in the Middle East, and that will continue to build now until, of course, the ceasefire period. And I have to get to
Sunday the end of the ceasefire.
Yes, sir. I've got to get together with Henry and so forth. Develop our posture.
I don't know what else is going to happen.
Rochester? Yes, I do. I think that we can get a good...
I think what happens, Bob, is that when you don't, as much as we try to be honest and so forth about it, they always assume that you do, don't they?
Bob, maybe we did not estimate the point that it was an unannounced motorcade or that sort of thing, but it's still, it's nobody has to check it out. You got to, looking at it squarely, you got to say that, you know, the thing people will get is that cool reception kind of thing or something like that by the demonstrators. They always say by the demonstrators. They haven't said Des Moines gave you a cool reception. They said the people who were there were about you.
A little bit. Well, Gil Regis, I'm going to deal with that. Gil just was unprofessional. The Kaplan, I don't know, Gil was out in the parking lot most of the time. I don't know what happened to Gil. I'm going to yank him back a little bit. Point I made to Bob this morning, only in one place was there any reference that Gil had the one hard hat guy who was in your news summary this morning. That was the only place that there was any reference at all between a hard hat and Laos.
The hard hat, I can't believe that.
No,
you get that in Colson.
Colson's checking it out.
Yeah, it's old Colson. I mean, the hard hat's ain't gonna like that.
No.
Well, that's good. I mean, that we need to play that back.
Because I think Colson check out again to see if you let the government know this was in the hard hat.
It was good.
It was theirs.
It was at the Building Trades Council in
from here.
In
Des Moines.
Des Moines. And like Brennan and our guys were very disturbed about it, and they were working trying to turn it off, as was Rossum while he was out there. Rossum had a good meeting out there, but didn't get anything.
Well, they,
but it, you know, you add it all up, there's, in any picture there, you can't find more than about 100 or 200 hard hats.
There were
outside.
No.
They were talking about having 1,500 hard hats.
Really?
Yeah.
5,000.
Well, 5,000 is one thing, but what they really
were, you think there were an
hour? Well, the whole group, there was probably only 1,000 total.
Yeah.
Even the people, maybe 200,
yeah.
If that's
the hard ass. I should say the hard ass max.
Very few of the NFOs.
Yes. About maybe 50 farmer types of a farmer thing was a strict way.
And that was NFO.
That's a farmer group.
Sure. And then there were 800 or 900 students and just rally type people.
Where are the students that you get that run down on where they came from?
SCS was great and well organized. And Warren pushed this all up through the press plane. And the press said they were well organized. You know, we talked about the Marshall.
Marshall's been going on. That's what he did. That was not a good line. They hit that.
Rather had a...
I think it's a good line, don't you? This is what they're amateurish.
I think it's probably
a good line.
And all of them played the, you know, the Nixon and Mrs. Nixon with a smile on their face, walked through it.
And all the reports.
By Rather.
Rather, I thought, had at least an attempt at a balance piece. He referred to the friendly crowds on the street. Cut to them.
The main thing, Bob, is trying to get Rochester to get out of the crowd. Try to put a little through there someplace and send another advancement up there.
Well, we're doing that. What we're going to do?
You have Walker. Walker is the best team in the morning.
Yeah. Well, Ron and I serve him all. He runs the defense.
Oh, I see.
What we will do is in Rochester is do everything in one place so that we don't move around town, which is the first key. We can have only one movement and have that come in. We'll do that at noontime so we get the people out. We'll announce the route. Work to build a crowd without any crowd building type stuff. In other words, no
signs.
No signs or fans or photo trucks or anything like that. We
no photo trucks.
We just have a crowd be there. Just try nice, smiling, cheering people. And you really do.
We get out of that one and we can stop at a corner.
And have the press buses fairly up so that they see it.
Yeah, make sure they see it. Work with them.
Well, one thing you can do is to put shapes in an illegal car. Those people can phone back and say there is a good crowd at the next thing, so you know, but be sure he knows how to pick it. He doesn't sometimes tell, I mean, we all.
So I think that's by intuition.
Yeah.
His thing on those is to go by intuition, to slow his car, and then let you call him. Because it's almost, you almost have to.
That's right.
Even if he sees it, now he can say, you know, hang,
right.
Stop with this
right.
One, and we got a better one at the next corner. But,
well, if the crowd stuff is pure baloney, we want to realize, Bob, you can go out there and speak
hell of a good picture in that legislature. Carry the close of your thing in the legislature, starting from the war, winding down the war, and carried right through to the end, and Ray leaping up and shaking hands with you, a lot of cheering, and it came through. That was all they carried in the speech, but they carried the finale.
And CBS carried the part of you going into the hotel.
Yeah.
It was a good little segment there, and CBS used that in their capital bombing thing, where you were talking about it's not going to work.
I'm not complaining about the coverage. If I were a newspaper guy, I'd cover it the same way. I'm only suggesting that we can't, we must not read, we must not assume that when we go out, people are going to be interested in all these marvelous little stations that they prepare. They're giving huge bundles of papers on the price of eggs.
No, there are two places.
The only thing I care about is a good reception or a bad.
Overall, the coverage was fair. Naughton wrote a good story in the New York Times talking about the Hearns support.
Yeah, that was good.
Pulled it in. Oberdorfer,
good crowd story.
Good crowd. Oberdorfer's was off the mark, and Bill Gill was off the mark.
Well, it was Oberdorfer, right?
Well, he's
basically negative.
The cool reception. So not too heavy on that, but there was a touch in it.
They headlined it. It's typical of the Post. Yeah.
Bob Boyd of Knight wrote a good straight story, and the Wires moved a good straight story. And Capital did a good story. The radio reports used a lot of the actuality of you speaking. See, that's really the way you can control a lot of that. On the two occasions you did refer him to things.
So, Oberdorfer, you got to think. Always, or not always, but at the time, during the report. Also, even if he writes a balanced story, the Post will find a negative headline to put on it. It's a really great reason to enjoy a reception idea. Or, you know, anything they do, I don't think it's too bad. Okay. Except this, the point that I make is that they'll run it.
There wasn't sure. It isn't fair. You didn't get a chilly reception. Yeah. They have a basis for making that point, but it is basically true.
Yeah, I don't think you could call it short.
So you had an organized demonstration, which was obviously anti. But all the people who were there of their own accord were very friendly, cheerful.
Well, one thing I would have got to the jump on the screen, you got a little, if you could get me that report from Iowa itself, that's very important.
But I mean, you checked not just Iowa, but a little bit of Missouri and Illinois, because we were covering that
region. How about Ray and those people felt about how they... My guess is, I have a feeling, there's a hell of a lot of people in Iowa who are outraged by demonstrators. They don't like it. Take me to 1, 2, 3, 4, but what do you think?
I agree. The afternoon paper.
Wait, is there a thing for that? Hurry up, it's something. Okay, here's a good question for the Attorney General. He's got a constitution in front of him. Fine, I guess. That he's for me. I have no, I just think, though, that I assume that you've got 10 terms in.
Hi, General.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good.
I guess we're getting ready for your... Give away another $500 million?
Yeah.
Sit down.
Sure. What's it?
Only 13.
You say, I think it is less than what was programmed as a budget.
I'll say for the terms. You were in Paris, I'm sorry. With far as our concern, so you can come around and we'll just bring the Attorney General. I'll bring the Attorney General out and say this is an emergency revenue sharing program.
Special revenue sharing.
What is the next two?
The manpower.
The manpower training.
And then Herbert.
So you call it manpower?
Manpower, yes, sir.
The manpower revenue sharing.
Special revenue sharing on
manpower,
and the other is on urban development, yes.
And urban development, Thursday, and
right. Total of six.
Where's the
cases coming up, we're looking at quite a number of cases, one is a lawsuit in lower court.
Not in the national security field, but in this internal security field, which virtually is the Panthers and all of that type of operation. So, would be in the Supreme Court, I guess, for the law. We just plan to send here an hour of press to protect this country. But they will have a hard time distinguishing between the national security.
What do you think?
It also comes to Barrigan case.
I would think it would.
Less conversation about this.
Because basically, I think when people attack the source of Congress, it should be simple. This is a, I deliberately try to call the overview. That's all what I thought going on my body, that's just as well. I did think my God here on top of the matter. I talked to Mike Mansfield and Scott, and did you and Carl Albert and the rest of them. How about the idea, your idea, generated a question on this thing, we should say we discussed it. I feel strongly they've got to upgrade the Capitol Police. Might as well say so. A bunch of big cheap, fuzzy, cheap kids. And you know, like we used to have here, except workers, they're all political people, you know.
Right.
And on, you can walk in that Capitol, John, anytime of their, I've been up there at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Walk in, nobody sees you. Just a wee bit of security like we have around here. Completely. Well, at least it removes 90% of it, but don't you agree?
No question about it.
And what, how did Carl and the others react to your idea?
They're all pretty well shaken up, Mr. President.
Are they willing to accept your proposal or training?
They're willing to accept our assistance in upgrading their security forces because it has to be done. They recognize that this subject matter is discussed up there for the Puerto Rican shot.
You know, it's just a miracle. They're charming when killed. They're all around there, dead arms.
They had actually closed off because it was Sunday night.
Ooh.
And they had been out of there 10 or 11 o'clock. Of course, one of the security guards had just walked by that area. He was less than 100 feet away.
He did knock him down.
Yes, and he got a little glass sprinkled around him. Some overhead looking.
Good. Well, the way the interesting part about showing how bad they are, they had the 33-minute warning. They went into this laboratory and examined it. They didn't find the bomb.
There's only so many places you can put a bomb in a laboratory. But they went in there looking at it missing, so they're not very confident.
Well, if you could say something else. Judges we have here at the White House and for the, and as the Congress has approved, the Congress has approved funds for the White House and for the diplomatic area of the Executive Protection Service, the Congress now should act on its own security area. But then I emphasize, as you know, the idea that we're still going to have an open White House and an open Congress.
that it does not require matching or even an effort or something, is that true?
That is correct, Larry.
And I think if you could emphasize that strongly, that you should say that law enforcement is an area, you might need to say that, you know, and hold me back, I mean, if anything to discuss this matter, that we do the law enforcement of all other areas is an area that we must do the job without regard to any formula for matching. In other words, we've got to go where the danger is and deal with the danger.
That is correct, of course, the whole program is based on the fact that the state of Ohio has been strapped with these matching funds.
Albert, Speaker. You all set?
Yes, sir.
Anytime we come up and read this, we're talking about this proposal to upgrade the traffic police and so forth.
Yes, sir.
You're turning around on this, so if that arises, why? Because of my answer questions on that. You know, focus away from the 88. But he said that they all, how much said that they all follow our lead.
I've talked to Mansfield Scott and Rob. They all agree that there has to be an upgrade in the capital police. And we have offered the assistance of the executive branch, whatever is in the Secret Service, Department of Justice, and the GSA, which has a lot of expertise.
And the FBI. And out of what time can we, with accuracy, could we say that only 8 months could be used for this?
Yes, well, they're used in different places, their training programs are available.
I think you might say, for example, one of the uses of the LEA funds could be for the thing that the President and you have discussed with the Speaker and with others, the upgrading of the Capitol Police Forces.
Would that work?
Well,
it'll work. It'll apply, because it's true. We're now training some of the LEA programs, the Capitol Police, but as I mentioned again, to do that, your headline is LEA is going to train the Capitol Police.
Well, I don't know that revenue sharing is going to fly much anyway.
Probably not.
You know what I mean?
Much final question. So.
Yeah. I don't have my question, but I'll just set this on.
Yeah. I mentioned that you were going to be up to the statement, then the attorney got the question. So we're ready.
$500 million grant without matching states in that program.
you've been looking